Blog Talk Radio. Discord is a Fluttershy Discord shipping type of a story, and this story is done, I can honestly say, in very, very, very good taste. It is a story that was created by a Disney fanatic, 2369, and wait a minute, make sure I got that right. I hope I got it. Or is it 64? Well, anyway, you can read her description in the down below where I explain who does all this, and you can go straight to her webpage on YouTube and catch a lot of her stuff. She does some pretty good stuff. Well, anyway, let's get to the show at hand, let's say. Actually, this is a story about, you know, Fluttershy basically going to marry Discord for some odd reason. All right, this is the way it started out. And how this came about was that when it starts up when it goes along almost with the show, to tell you the truth. It starts, what was that? I got beep for some odd reason. I'm not sure. Maybe someone's trying to call me, but there's number two. I'm not sure. I'm getting beeps in there. Hopefully, I'm not. Someone's trying to get in. I don't see anybody. There's no caller, so it might be a bad connection here, or someone's trying to get in and get into the conversation. I'm not sure. I'm looking at the switchboard. There's no callers. Okay, maybe it's just something that's in the system itself, hopefully. But anyway, let's get back to the discussion about how this all starts out is, like I say, it goes right along with when it opens up. It opens up about the time when the main six puts Discord in stone for a second time, but only this time they think they did, but Discord dodges the spell and takes off. They're wondering what happened to him. Of course, Celestria and turns around to Twilight. No, the elements aren't designed to kill. he just dodged the spell. So, anyway, Discord's away for like about 3 years, and Celestia wants the main six to turn around and, wear helmets. But after about a year, they stop wearing them. It comes down to the Grand Galloping Gala 3 years later. And just before the gala, Discord sends a message through Spike for some odd reason, trying to pretend like he's from the prince from Saddle Arabia, and they need the three princesses, Luna, Cadence, and Celestia, on an emergency. Well, come to find out, it's not an emergency, it's a trap by Discord, who traps them. And it was up to Twilight and the gang to take care of Canterlot and all the Equestria Plus put on the gala. Now, they do that, and Discord decides to appear, but he doesn't appear right away. He appears more or less as a regular pony. He's disguised. And it was during a song sung by Fluttershy, and I'll tell you about that a little later, when Discord decides to strike. He takes Twilight's horn, and then, yada yada, this, that, and the other thing, and he decides to take off. He comes back a while later, and he demands, he figures, well, you want three things in your, and I have three things to give you. He goes, well, for Twice Horn, I ask you not to promise never to use the elements of harmony against him. To relieve Equestria from his chaos, he wants land. Land where he can be by himself and, rule by himself. And to get the princesses back, he has to have a bride. Well, okay. Story's starting to get a little interesting here. The main six all turn around and, they're trying to get themselves, take themselves thinking, well, we can might be able to give them two to three, but where are we going to get a willing bride, And that was one of the stipulations, it has to be a willing bride. So anyway, they're starting to talk amongst themselves, who's going to be, each one of them want to give themselves up to him just so they can get the princesses back. But their better halves or siblings or what have you are saying, no, 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 we can't afford to lose you. So eventually Fluttershy decides she's going to take it on herself, but she confronts Applejack. So Applejack tries to talk her out of it, and without any real success, she goes, well, let's take it to Twilight and gang. She goes, no, they'll only talk me out of it. So they go to a neutral party. So they go see Zecora. Zecora agrees with Fluttershy. And she says, well, this is going to work. It's not like a rescue attempt. It's like you're going to give yourself to him. And Applejack thinks she's crazy as hell. Now, this is where we find out Applejack has a crush on Spike, believe it or not. But, of course, you know how things are. And to tell you the truth, the whole story of Bride of Discord is based on the MLP FIM. Also, Beauty and the Beast and the Bride of Linden, of the Linden King. Or, I'm sorry if I mispronounce that. I do mispronounce things every once in a while. If someone's watching or listening, please forgive me for not doing or saying it correctly. But anyway, getting back to the story. I knew I was going to mess up this show somehow. I've had a bad month. Trust me. So anyway, Fluttershy gives herself up to Discord. Discord, wants to get married to her immediately. But Fluttershy says, no, I don't want to get married immediately. I want to fall in love first. So let's just start getting to know each other. Basically, what she's trying to do is she's trying to stall for time. time until maybe they can think of something to get her out of there. Okay. But eventually, all the way down the line, you know, even Discord goes to Zecora for some help, believe it or not. And she tells him what to do, and all of a sudden, you know, Fluttershy's sitting there saying, well, Discord's kind of changing, and he's starting to become a lot nicer. I'm beginning to like him a little bit more. And it's a really great story, to tell you the truth. And it has some really super great voiceover actors in it. And we'll come up with, we'll start, well, let's see what time it is right now. I want to try to make this last. Well, we'll get to the voiceover actors later. This show is actually 10 episodes long, so I'm trying to roll 10 episodes into a 130-minute deal here. I'm sorry that it's going to be all rambled into one, but I tried. But anyway, and so anyway, Discord's trying to do every. Eventually, Discord himself actually falls in love with Fluttershy. He talks to himself. He has like his mirror type of image and his shoulder devil and everything else. They're trying to talk him out of it, and trying to say you're beginning to fall in love with this, you know, Fluttershy, and it's not like you. You know, you're the element of chaos. You can't fall in love, but somehow he manages to do so. Anywho. Gotta keep an eye on time. Anyhow, I said this is 10 episodes long. I'm trying to find all my notes here. So anyway, he's trying his best to get Fluttershy to love him. And during the course of the show, he's usually asking her, usually around dinner time, what have you. He goes, all I'm going to ask you is one simple question. And one simple question only. Do you love me? And he asks that question every single day until to the point where it's like she's not really giving him an answer yet because it's starting to get boring. She stops saying no all the time. She's just not giving him an answer. She's just, you know, crawling into bed and crying and stuff like that there. Well, of course, you know, this is not a clop foot flick, so don't think when I say she crawls in the bed, it's not with him. She has her own private room. Thank you very much. I mean, don't get me going on that one. Not that I don't like a clop flick. If there is one, I like something that has a story base to it. But this is a very nice story. I like it just the way it is. Anyhow, she has her own room. You know, he has his own room. And they do go out on one date. And during this date, you know, she feels so happy with him. And it got down to where he sat there and he goes, Fluttershy, may I ask you one question? And it's not the new, usual question. And she says, okay, what is it? And he gets kind of hesitant and he asks, you know, in kind of a shy way, if he could kiss her. This is about the only basic romantic you're going to get as far as touchy-feely type deal. And so anyway, he's sitting there, he's going, well, like, I mean, I've never kissed, and she was saying the same thing, but she turned around and said, okay. It's like, and he's like, what? He didn't expect her to turn around and do that. But anyway. Okay, it's about midway point. We're going to stop right here, and for station identification, hold on a second.
You're listening to The Wolf's Den on TWOLF, The Wolf. In the Everfree Forest.
And we're back. But like I said, I just want to take the first part of the show to try to explain to you what Briar Discord is all about. The show was simply wonderful. But eventually, like I said, it's 10 chapters long. In the 10th chapter, I think it's the 10th chapter, 9th or 10th. I think it starts the 9th chapter when it's Fluttershy's birthday. And she goes, what I really would like is to see my friends again. I mean, he even got, I mean, Zecor even turned around and gave him, you know, an idea of what to do to make Felicia happy, and that was, and one was to bring her animals to the castle. Now, he was given the castle of the two sisters, and he fixed that up, and just to let you know, that was part of the land agreement. So anyway, she's living there with him, and, you know, she's kind of bored. She can't see her friends. She can't see nothing. But when he gives her the garden with all her animals, she's very happy with him, and, you know, what have you. But that was probably chapter 6, somewhere around there, 6 or 7. By chapter 8 or 9, Fluttershy was going to have a birthday. She says she wants to see her friends. He goes, I really can't do that because I'm afraid that... Well, first she wanted to go see her friends. And she goes, well, you know, if you're afraid of me, you know, going back to Tommyville, see my friends, you know, and having them keep me there, please don't. I will return. And he goes, no, I really can't do that. And she goes, well, why don't we do it this way? Why don't we invite my friends here? And he got like, what? And she goes, I'll do anything. So he goes, marry me tomorrow. And she agrees. So anyway, he gives her a birthday party, brings all her friends down. They're kind of amazed that he even brought them there. He attends a little bit on the activities, and then all of a sudden, you know, she's already been there almost a month now. All of a sudden, everything, all chaos breaks loose, and Fluttershy was basically pressed into, well, basically by the other main six, because they asked her, do you really love him? And she was pressured so much, she sat there, she said, no, I don't love him, I never will love him, and blah, 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 and Discord just goes nuts to the point where he casts a spell on her to get try to get rid of her friends out of the castle area and what have you, and all sorts of things ensue to where he goes, let's make this a little bit official. Give me another kiss. Rainbow Dash being Rainbow Dash, had enough. She's supposed to be tied up with the rest of them. Breaks free, flies towards Discord, and Discord says, I've had enough of this, and went and goes to swing at her. Missed her, hit Fluttershy, and he is devastated by the fact that he even did that. So he tells them all to leave, including Fluttershy. Now, in the 10th chapter, I believe, I know it's in the 10th chapter, Fluttershy's back with the rest of them, and they're wondering why Discord let her go, and Applejack already knows the whole deal. We find out, and even the rest of the main six finds out from the talk that Applejack was doing with Fluttershy in the kitchen, that Fluttershy is actually in love with Discord. So they head back. And on our way there, they run into some timber wolves, which they get kind of messed up in. And Discord hears Fluttershy scream, comes by, rescues her and the others, brings some of the others back because Twilight, Rainbow Dash, and Pinkie Pie are all injured, fixes their injuries. And she turns around and goes, she goes, girls, I'm just trying to cut this short now, people. I'm trying to save her time because I got a lot more to say about this. She goes, girl, mind if I, you know, talk to Discord alone? And they say, fine. And one of the questions that she turns around and asks him, she goes, now it's time for me to ask you a question. Do you love me? And this is where Discord turns around and says, well, and then he finally confesses, yes, he loves her. And then basically she turns around and says, well, I love you too. And that's almost the end, except for the wedding part. They do get married, which is interesting. Now, like I said, the big thing is, I mean, this is a very well-constructed fanfic. My hats are off to Disney Fanatic 2364, or 69, I'm not sure which, sorry. And the voiceover actors were like Fluttershy, Merry Melody, Discord was Big Apple Pie, all the way up until the 10th episode, to where the Wilsonator took over. I don't know what happened to Big Apple Pie. Nobody said anything, I guess. Twilight was voice-over acted by iShadow 007. AJ and Rainbow was voice-acted by Disney Fanatic 2364. Rarity, if I get your name wrong, please do not castrate me. Inwitelmer, I can't pronounce it, sorry. They did a very good impression of Rarity. Sammy San did Spike. Pink Rose was Pinky. Zecora, Gale Force, 3192. Now, all these are great voiceover actors. From what I can tell, it is a great show. I highly do recommend people hearing this. And it had a lot of great songs to it, too. One of the very first songs was done by Fluttershy, Some Pony to Love. Then AJ had a really great song, On My Own, which was a great song there, too. They did do a reversal. Well, actually, Some Pony to Love is a reversal to Somebody to Love. On My Own is basically a production of Disney Fanatic, I guess. They came up with that. My Dear Friend Fluttershy, which is sung by basically almost all of them except for Fluttershy, which is What My Cutie Mark Is Telling Me, which is a reversal of that. Chaos All the Night, which is done by Discord. Element of Kindness, which was a really good song done by Fluttershy. And the very last song that was played, I can't really remember the name of it. It is called Life Is a Little Bit Better with a Sprinkle of Chaos. I'm not sure if that's the correct title of the song, but that's part of the song lyrics. That was done. I mean, they had some great songs there that they made up themselves. Some of the songs were, you know, off from MLP. Some of it was done from Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King. Some of the background music, basically, was done by, you know, they just add that in for a little bit of effects. Now, a lot of people might not like this for a couple of reasons. One, it's Fluttershy and Discord. I know that some people don't like the shipping between Fluttershy and Discord. I think it's kind of cute, actually. And we have in the show where Spike is still trying to go after Rarity. Unfortunately, during the gala, she runs into Fancy Pants, and evidently he's no longer with Fleur de Lis, and Rarity's trying to get a hold of him. But, you know, and it's like she turns around and tells, you know, Applejack after Applejack keeps telling her, hey, you know, Spike has feelings for you. Don't you realize that? And she goes, of course I realize that, but I mean, I love him, but it's just as a little brother, and I just don't know how to explain that to him. And of course, Applejack cannot confess her feelings for Spike. This is one that threw me off here. Now, I'm more of a rare Spike type of person, but Applejack and Spike, you know, that might be interesting. But the final episode that we find out, on episode 10, we do find out that Fluttershy and Discord do get married, and it is interesting. They even use clips from, you know, actually live, you know, animation. A lot of the stuff they have here is basically drawings, and that's another thing that some people might get turned off about because, oh, these are just drawings that are put on there. Granted, some of the drawings may not be the greatest, but hey, they go right along with the show. I mean, there was a lot of, you know, drawings on there that I thought were very great, went along with the program quite well, and my hats are off to some of the artists out there that did some of the drawings. And to me, this fanfic reading was one of the best. I mean, she came up with this, you know, Disney Fanatic came up with this. And she also came up with several other ones for My Little Pony. I'm not going to be discussing them right today. But there's a sequel to this that she is doing right now. I can tell you that it is called Daughter of Discord, which she has already the first three episodes done. Episode four is coming out next month. I am not going to touch up anything on that until that complete show is finished. But I've seen the first three episodes, and I can guarantee you it is really good. Let me see now. Am I finished with my notes? Yes, I am finished with my notes. Whew. I saw I got notes all over the place that I can't. But if you ever do get a chance, you know, to listen to Bride of Discord, please do so. I personally recommend it. The acting is great. The music is really good. I mean, some of the actors out there actually sound almost like the original cast and characters themselves, almost. There's a little bit of a difference in the voice tone in some of them. The musical scores are great. But like I said, there's going to be some things that some people aren't going to like the Fluttershy Discord connection, the Applejack Spike connection in that area there. We do find out that Rainbow Dash is in love with Zorin after a while. Yeah, towards the end there we do. Pinkie does complain that she doesn't get a love interest. Okay. Pinkie Pie does do a little bit of stopping in there saying, you know, stopping the commentator towards the end there a couple times, and which is kind of funny, typical Pinkie Pie type deal. Like I said, it's a really, really good show, and I would recommend it. Some people would also turn around and say, well, what about the age difference between Fluttershy and Discord? As I always say, if they're of legal age, just shut up. If they are of legal age, shut up. They can do whatever they want to as long as they are of legal age, period. What color they are, nationalities they are, as long as they're of legal age, leave them the hell alone. You know, if they fall in love, that's fine with me. Some people just have that annoying, you know, oh, they're gay, there's a Japanese person, you know, marrying a black man, that's not right, or, you know, stuff like that. It's like, hey, if they're legal and consenting adults, leave them the fuck alone. Pardon my French, but this is what I got to say, all right? Okay, but anyway, it's time for me to go, and as the song goes, yeah.